Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, I've been saying it for a very, very long time.
Okay.
I've been saying this forever. And I was right. A time would come with the left in charge, they were allowed to be in charge. A time is coming. It's almost every day on the Battleground podcast. I say this, I say it on the show. If you shoot, bomb, kill, but you're woke and your target is the right target, or is helpful to the left, or is a right-winger, you know, somebody whose life doesn't matter. A time is coming when woke post-American jurisdictions, court systems, the FBI, police departments, and blue areas will simply let you go. They'll just let you go. Ah, well, service to the Republic. Thanks. Or, sorry, to the democracy. Thanks. And you would be allowed to walk among us for years. Well, I didn't realize we were already here, but we are. As the show unfolds today, I'm going to prove to you that the FBI went so far as to lie to Congress under oath to protect the identity of the pipe bomber, to keep him out there and potentially the public in a lot of danger. It's horrific. We had everything that we need to get this guy. That is abundantly clear. And when you look at the dual justice here, how the FBI and the Department of Injustice under Joe Biden went to court in a historic case to get the ability to geolocate every phone in the area so they could arrest every grandma who walked into the Capitol peacefully, no vandalism, walked in because the Capitol police were holding the door open, standing there with their backs, come on, waving. I mean, we've seen the video in the January 6th cases, come on in. And these are law-abiding, good people. When the Capitol police officer waves you in, hey, come on. Yeah, no, come on, join us. Come on in. No, it's okay. They believe them. Grandmothers went to prison for that, for walking in and taking a selfie. How do we catch them? Well, the FBI and the DOJ went to court to get the legal ability to geolocate the phones. They raided the homes of every single person or arrested every single person whose phone was there. Except the pipe bomber. Huh. Weird. So weird. Congress had questions, Lee. They had a lot of questions. In fact, they asked the FBI under oath across multiple hearings. You were able to geolocate the phone of the grandma's. Where's the pipe bomber's phone? They said, oh, yeah, we got corrupted data from the phone company.
Well, apparently it wasn't the data that was corrupt, was it?
No, it wasn't, Lee. We got corrupted data from the phone company. We're so frustrated. I guess they figured Jim Jordan wouldn't check. So what happened? Congress, under the control of Republicans, we took it back, right, 2 years into the Biden administration, subpoenaed the phone company. Tell us, you know, what happened to the data? Why is it corrupted? And they're like, it's not corrupted. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. You want it? We got it. Nothing wrong with this data. So Republicans had to get the phone data that wasn't corrupted. So that phone data, sitting at the FBI. Did they geolocate it? Did they match it? Did they do the very same thing they did to the January 6th grandmas that they put in prison? Nope. They just left it. They just left it. Here is a former Secret Service supervisory agent and former Department of Homeland Security advisor Charles Marino this morning.
The FBI and DOJ had all of the information that they needed, not only to make this arrest, but continue the investigation in an effective, methodical way to find out what was he acting alone or not.
Well, FBI Director Kash Patel said the prior administration sat on evidence. There was never geolocation data done on cell phones. That is sheer incompetence or complete intentional negligence. This is something that we were just previously discussing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so far, and so what I'm doing here right now, Lee, is I'm just previewing what the weekend's coverage is going to be as they do what I did, which is go back through the almost 400,000 emails that I have in my radio prep account that I use as a database because Google erases these things. And my husband, who helps me with show prep, we send every single article in a separate email with the title, with the headline on top, so we can search that database. So Google can't disappear this stuff. Nobody can. Which is what we have to do these days, which is absolutely ridiculous, right? Because this kind of stuff disappears. Headline, March 11th, 2025. FBI just turned over to the GOP documents that the Biden FBI wouldn't, including the January 6th pipe bomb files, which Republicans had subpoenaed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Wonder why they wouldn't want us to have those. The FBI produced hundreds of pages of subpoena material to the House Judiciary Committee related to Republicans' past investigations after committee members said they never received them from the Biden administration. Now we know why. So think about this for a moment. I mean, they let a pipe bomber go because he's clearly woke. We'll get into his background in a minute, but this is a guy who is one of them. He sued the Trump administration trying to get people out of ICE custody, illegal immigrants. And he also hired as his attorney, famous race baiting Democrat attorney who represented Trayvon Martin, Benjamin Crump, as they pursued the Trump administration, did press conferences, tarred Trump administration as racist, you know, all the usual stuff they do. No. He's one of them. They protected him. They let him go. This is a new era in America. What do you make of all this?
Well, the most interesting thing to me and the most damning thing about this is that the reports I've heard, there were no new tips.
Nope.
No new evidence.
Nope.
No new information. No new whistleblowers or anything. All of this, the FBI already had every single last bit of evidence. It's just like when you don't look for something, you can't find it.
Oh, I think they found it. I think they knew exactly who he was.
Well, what I'm saying is that they made it appear like.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, and this is, okay, for starters, in a just society that had some gonads, everyone, every bit of testimony from the FBI about these phone numbers, about his phone number, which, by the way, triangulated right to the RNC and the DNC. Mm-hmm. All you had to do was the same thing you did to the January 6th grandmothers. Everyone who lied and said, oh, that data was corrupted. Yeah, we hate that. You didn't go to prison. If we cannot at least put them in prison, we have failed. We might as well just give up. Are the people at the FBI behind this investigation still employed there? Bet they are. The ones who covered it up, would they hatch another coup right now? That what they're doing on their, you know, with their spare time in the FBI? I mean, we let them run wild. And that's why so many of us are always in danger of going to prison. And they will put us there next time. These are the same people who would, and think about this. Carly Shimkus did a great job this morning on Fox News pointing out this guy potentially has anarchist ties. He definitely has anarchist beliefs. And she's asking the questions, does he have any anarchist connections? Is he connected to Antifa? Is he connected to any of these groups? Did he have any help? Did we let them go too? We are lucky he didn't move on to a more sophisticated, more deadly bombing plot. FBI didn't care. They didn't care. And you know why they didn't care? Because they needed the narrative. They needed the narrative. It had to be believed that this was a terror attack. Because remember what the left, the talking points were. Worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, an absolute atrocity. Republicans murdered a police officer, and there was a pipe bomb terror attack. That had to be a MAGA pipe bomber to support that narrative. What was the goal of those narratives? It was threefold. Number one, the day after, remember, Trump's, all of his social media accounts were taken from him. Mm-hmm. We would later learn by the FBI, which was inside social media, right? Number two, what did they do? Jack Smith used this supposed January 6th plot to try to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. They needed the narrative, and they were willing to let a violent woke pipe bomber go to get it, and they did not care who he killed. It's astonishing, but not surprising at the same time. All right, we're going to break this. This is a truly historic moment, folks. But you know what the good news is here? I always like to end with the good news. They can't pull these hoaxes anymore. Not in the era X. We can keep X free. They can't get away with squat. They can't. I'll break it down. Like no one else will. And I'm going to prove to you the FBI deliberately protected this guy by perjuring themselves at a felony level, lying to Congress. This is unbelievable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.